G'day, welcome to today's episode, why we choose to use a DEXA scan when getting our clients started on their personal training journey with a 16-week personal training program at their home or local place. So first thing that we like to point out with a DEXA scan compared to jumping on the scale is that it will show you three types of metrics that we need to track as soon as possible, and then over a long period of time, like 4 months or even pushing down to 12 months, we want to go for the second test to see the results and then put those two results together as well. So when jumping on the scale, what you're looking at is a single number. Now that number will change from each day, as you probably would know if you're aware of that, and you're not able to work out if you're trying to increase muscle mass or lose body fat. It's very hard to go off that by just jumping on the scale and looking at the single number, one digit. Where if you go on a DEXA scan, what you're looking at there is 100% accuracy of your current body in terms of muscle mass, so lean muscle mass. And then you're looking at the second one would be body fat percentage. Now, with the body fat percentage, you can actually get the x-ray results and see where you're holding most of your body fat as well, and the type of body fat also. So one interesting score that you do get is a visceral score for your internal body fat. Now, that's the most important one that we like to look at, because it's pretty much the body fat that's high risk of all diseases and everything else that you want to make sure you get on top of and look at that score and obviously reduce that. Most of the time it's internal fat around the organs, and that's what a DEXA scan shows for you. So if you can get a DEXA scan done and sit down with the technician that does it for you, they will explain what visceral score you get for your internal body fat, and that's a good way to look at that for the next time that you get it. And obviously you want to reduce that going forward as well. Now the third one is bone density. Very important for everyone, but also females after 30 years old. You are looking at losing 1% bone density. So the only way to increase that or maintain that is through strength training. And a great way to look into that is getting a DEXA scan again. So bone density is very important. There's one sort of, what's it called, template that I show everyone that has been done from someone else, and the bone is highlighted in blue, and you can actually see even through the spine. The spine is a lot more denser compared to the very first time that this person got the DEXA scan done. So that's a great way to look into that as well. So that's the three things that we look at that are jumping on the scale. You can't see that as well. You can't tell what is happening within your body, even like looking at your weight, so if you're taking in a lot of water, or if you lost a lot of water, we carry a lot of water already, so fluids, and you're not able to see that on the scale. It's very hard to manage and track that. With a DEXA scan, we're talking about 100% accuracy and working out obviously what your goals are, but obviously the long term, the health benefits and what you are trying to achieve, what you're going for. There's a lot of like averages that are used, obviously with people within your age bracket and your gender, and that is quite interesting too. So there's a few ladies that I've had, and they've got like 90 kilos worth of total muscle mass, which is absolutely amazing. That's awesome to have that much muscle mass on them. But then the other side of that is how much body fat are they carrying as well? Is it excess body fat? Is it something that they're trying to obviously reduce or maintain with their current body composition? So getting a DEXA scan done, we prefer to do it as soon as possible. And usually a program will say for like 12 weeks, I would say push on for 12 months. The reason being is because of how in-depth you are getting your results from the scan. So it's so accurate and there's so much information being put out there. It's quite confronting for a lot of people. Sometimes it's just surprising. Like this lovely lady that got her results back, and she saw, like, you know, she's got 90 kilos worth of muscle mass. That's something that, you know, she wants to maintain. That's a great great feedback from getting the DEXA scan. That's the only way she could have found that out as well. She would have no idea jumping on the scale. I believe she was about 120 kilos, give or take. So she wouldn't have known that otherwise, just by looking at that one number and just going through the same old pattern of, I just want to lose weight. Let's say I'm 100 kilos and I want to get down to 60 kilos. It's like, well, what body composition do you want to be at when you get down to 60 kilos? This will tell you that, but this obviously keeps you very honest and realistic to your body type, which a lot of people sort of have forgotten, that we all do have different body types, and even our bone structures, depending on your background. Certain backgrounds have like absolutely massive, big solid bone density, so their bone density is like usually like very, very high, and that sometimes does come with higher muscle mass index and also their body fat percentage. The reason why you should get this done is if you are very, very serious on not only just like going for a goal of, you know, I just want to lose, most people just want to lose, like most people have the same similar goal of, they just want to lose body fat and put on muscle at the same time. And it's quite hard actually to do that. It's easy to put on body fat and lose muscle mass, but to reverse that, it's you're looking at a few things. Like diet is very important to not over push it, but you still have to feed your muscles to grow your muscle mass. And again, the only way to track that is to get something done like a DEXA scan. But instead of having that goal of just, you know, what I just mentioned, you can look at more on the longevity of like bone density. Like once you hit a certain time frame of training, you would understand that it's important to maintain like your gains as well, and to see like how far you've come, and to keep pushing to maintain what you do have. And obviously, if you've lost like visceral fat, if you've dropped off like a lot of visceral fat in your time, you don't want to go back to that. And that's very important. So getting something done, again, like a DEXA scan, it's the surest way to do that, and it's very accurate as well. And that's why we push and get everyone to start off with that as a starting point, and to then obviously down the track look at getting the second one done as well, and put them both side by side, and you sort of see how far you've come in terms of everything you've put into your changing of lifestyle, the training and workouts that you have been doing, and then obviously maintaining that as well once you hit a certain time. So for me, like, you sort of look at people or athletes, a lot of people believe like, you know, DEXA scan is only for athletes, the top 1-3% of the population, because it's so accurate. Like there's amount of detail in that, but everyday people should know and have an idea of what their body composition is very accurately, and what their visceral fat is as well, and what that is telling them. A lot of blokes out there, like, they have the good old B belly, where their waist is over 100 centimeters. But the rest of them could be very muscular, could be very fit. Even the heart, dare I say, like, they've probably got extremely good cardiovascular fitness and endurance. But they're carrying this excess weight around the waist. And for my family, that's generally most of the time the case, like very fit, very healthy people, the men in my family. But the fat, the excess fat around the waist and the internal organs, like that's got to go. Like, why would you be carrying that type of fat around for? So it's very hard to look into that when jumping on a scale, or even, dare I say, like taking a before and after photo. You could sometimes be hiding that without knowing that you are carrying a lot of stubborn belly fat. And you need to find a way to obviously know where you're currently at and what score or how much you want to lose around the waist. And it does all that for you. So it also takes like if you've done like a waist measurement to see how many centimeters or inches you are around the waist, the DEXA scan does all of that for you, not just around the waist, but your legs, your arms, your it would even tell you like if your right arm is bigger in circumference than your left arm, but also your bone density, if your bones are bigger, and how much more they weigh in terms of muscle mass as well. That's the accuracy that we're talking about here, and that's why we choose going for a DEXA scan. And yeah, it's quite serious, but that's what we are all about. So thank you for joining me today. Hope you found value in this. If you're following this on YouTube, please subscribe or share the video. Send a like for us as well. That'd be greatly appreciated. And we'll see you in the next one.